These two brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次来一同寻求主的心意。
Thanks the Lord that we can seek His will together today.
刚才那首诗歌是很有膏油哈。
The hymn we just sang is very anointed.
如果不是因为时间的缘故，我们应该多唱几次。
If it wasn't because of the time restrictions, we should sing it a few more times.
你越唱，你就觉得里面好像你跟主的关系好像越来越近一样。
The more you sing of it, the more you are closer to the Lord.
好，我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayers.
天父，我们感谢你，是给我们这样依靠你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you to give us this grace that we can depend on you.
你借着你爱子耶稣基督所成就的救赎，实在是极其的浩大。
And it is so great the salvation that you have accomplished through your Son.
你也借着你的儿子在地上的时候所行所做所说的一切。
And all the work that you have done through your Son, the thing that he spoke, the thing that he had done.
来教我们怎样能够进入天父与神儿子的交通。
To teach us to enter into the fellowship between Lord and us.
教我们虽然在地上却是我们可以有属天的生活。
So that even though we are living on the earth, we have this heavenly life.
虽然我们活在肉身当中，但是我们与坐在宝座的主却是能够不断的亲近。
Even though we are living in this flesh, we have this close relationship with the Lord sitting in the throne.
我们求你今天在借着这一点点的时间向我们的心说话。
And we ask you to speak to our heart with this little time we have.
求你敞开天上的窗户。
And open the heavenly windows.
为着你自己的旨意，也为着我们能够被你自己建造成全。
And to do it for your will and for accomplishing us.
求你丰丰富富的供应给我们。
And please abundantly provide us.
遇见我们。
To meet us.
你知道我们需要什么话。
You know that we need your word.
求你把我们需要的话倾倒下来。
Please pour down the words that we need.
叫讲的、翻译的、听的，一同遇见你，一同被你建造。
May the one who speak, translate, and listen will meet you and will be built up by you.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们看几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few scriptures.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
这应该是很熟悉的一节圣经。
This is a very familiar verse to us.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God who has called you into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful.
神召我们就是叫我们进入这个跟进入这个耶稣基督的交通里面。
The purpose of God's calling is for us to enter into the fellowship with His Son.
这个交通，因为进入耶稣基督的交通，就进入与天父的交通。
And because of this fellowship with His Son, then we enter into the fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
再看约翰一书。
And let's turn to First John.
第一章一到十节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过。现在又做见证，将源于父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
我们因为与天父与主耶稣有交通。
Because of the fellowship between Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father.
所以我们就会亲眼见主, 亲手摸主的经历在我们身上就成为真实。
And therefore, all those we have experienced and seen can become our life.
那我们跟弟兄姊妹交通,
when we have fellowship with brothers and sisters,
不是我们借来的,
not something that we borrow.
因为我们见过主多少, 摸过主多少, 那就是我们交通多少。
How much we have seen our Lord and fellowship with the Lord is how much we can fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
如果我们从来没有见过主, 我们就没有办法交通主。
If we have never met our Lord, then we cannot have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
如果我们见过主很少, 摸过主很少, 我们的交通也只能很少。
If we only have little fellowship with our Lord, then we can only have little fellowship with brothers and sisters.
如果我们亲自摸过主多一点, 跟主交通深一点, 我们在弟兄姊妹之间的交通就能深, 就能高, 就能广。
If we have touched our Lord more and have a deep fellowship with our Lord more, then we will have a wider, deeper, and longer fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
这是非常实际的,
this is practical.
装不来的,
this is something you cannot pretend.
你可以找很多书来看一看, 然后把它 讲出来,
you can read a lot of books and the fellowship about the books.
人家可以摸到知识, 但不能遇见主。
Someone can understand knowledge, but they cannot touch the Lord.
但是你如果你所得到的是你遇见过主的, 你讲出来的时候, 你交通出来的时候, 别人也会遇见主。
But what you share, if it's from your experience from touching the Lord, then people can feel it.
我们再看约翰福音14章,
let's turn to book of John chapter 14,
第六节,
verse 6.
耶稣说, 我就是道路、真理、生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
再看17章, 约翰福音17章,
let's turn to book of John chapter 17,
17节,
Verse 17
to
23. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上, 我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故, 自己分别为圣, 叫他们也因真理成圣。
For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
我不但为这些人祈求, 也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
使他们都合而为一, 正如你父在我里面, 我在你里面, 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 向我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
我在他们里面, 你在我里面, 使他们完完全全地合而为一, 叫世人知道, 你猜了我来, 也知道你爱他们,
I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
所以这个交通的内容, 其中有一个部分就交通神自己, 交通与主耶稣自己, 你会交通到主耶稣自己, 也就遇见了真理自己。
So the content of fellowship has only one purpose, which is the fellowship with the Lord, about the Lord.
而且你遇见了主之后, 你在真理里面, 真理会使你分别为圣。
And after you meet the Lord, you meet the truth, and the truth will sanctify you.
这个分别为圣不是带来分裂, 这个分别为圣是进入合一的一个实际。
To sanctify you is not to leave you alone, but let you into the truth.
因为真理而分别为圣, 会带来与天父跟神儿子的合一。
Because of the truth and sanctify, it will bring into the unity of the Heavenly Father and the Son.
所以是带来神旨意的真正的合一。
And so this is the only way to bring in God's will.
也就是要叫天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
And this is the only way to bring all the heavenly and the earth into one unity.
所以原合一的源头不是从人开始，合一的源头是从神开始。
So the origin of unity is not from man but from God.
我们很容易想到合一的时候是从人开始，但不是从人开始，是从神开始。
A lot of time we misunderstood that unity came from man. It's not true.
没有与神有真正交通的，根本不会进入这个东西。
If you do not have the true fellowship with the Lord, there is no unity.
可以有希望，但是不能达到实际。
You may have hope, but you cannot enter into the truth.
因为神要的合一是天父与神儿子的合一，圣徒在这个里面的合，在这个合一里面。
Because the unity that God wants is the unity from with the Heavenly Father and the Son, while all the saint believers are in this unity.
所以进入真理，所以顺从真理是必须的。
So you have to enter into the truth and obey the truth.
再看约翰二书。
And let's turn to Book of John, chapter 25.
二书，约翰二书。
Book of Second John.
约翰二书第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.
爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。
Because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever.
恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上。必常与我们同在。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God and Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love.
再看约翰三书。
Book of John 3.
三书的第三节、第四节。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth.
我听见我的儿女按我你们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
我们知道神就是真理。
We know that God is the truth.
而耶稣基督他自己宣告他就是真理。
Jesus Christ even proclaimed that he is the truth.
所以真理的实话实际 可看见或者是可以经历的，这都借着耶稣基督带我们进入实际。
So all the truth that you can hear and experience are in Jesus Christ.
那同时圣经也告诉我们，圣灵是真理的圣灵。真理的圣灵。The Spirit of Truth.
Oh, and the Bible at the same time also tells us that the Holy Spirit is the truth.
所以要进入真理，必须要经过，要顺从圣灵。
So if you want to enter into the truth, you have to obey the Holy Spirit.
需要被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我知道很多人很怕被圣灵充满。
I know a lot of people are afraid of this.
因为他一想到圣灵充满，可能就想到是别的样子。
Because they were thinking that after being filled with Holy Spirit, they will be different.
但是这里讲的是生命的圣灵，圣灵充满你，才让你那个生命长大。
But this is talking about the Holy Spirit of life that once it fills you, your life will grow.
但是顺从真理并不是很抽象。
But obeying the Holy Spirit is not something just subjective.
所以主把他的圣经给我们。
So God gave us the Bible.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，那个话打开的时候，神就是把我们带到真理里面。
So when we read the Bible, it opens God's word and it brings us into the truth.
所以当我们愿意遵循真理的时候
，So when we are willing to follow the truth,
你可以说你是常常遇见神。
You can say that you always meet God.
啊，所以真，我们不要把真理放成只是一个观念或者一个道理。
So don't just take truth as a concept or a knowledge.
因为神自己就是真理。
Because God himself is truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus Christ is truth.
圣灵又是真理的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of truth.
所以我们进入真理的实际，你不能不遇见神。
So when we enter into the truth, there is no way we do not meet the Lord.
如果我们没有遇见神，
If we do not meet God,
我们只能用我们自己的方法在那里抓一些道理。
Then we can only use our own way to find the truth.
结果我们守到一个地步，我们的精神衰弱。
And then we become having psychological breakdown.
不但精神衰弱，别人也觉得很痛苦。
Not only we become weak, other people surrounding us are suffering as well.
但是你遇见神。
But when you meet God,
神带领你进圣灵带你进入实际。
And God through the Holy Spirit bring you into the truth.
你一点都没有难处。
There is no difficulties.
啊，像我这个年轻的时候，有一段时间常常跑去跳舞。
Just as when I was still young, I went to dance all the time.
那后来有一天，信耶稣了。
One day I became a Christian.
圣经也没有说要不要跳舞。
And the Bible did not say that whether you can go dancing or not.
也没有人告诉我要不要跳舞。
And nobody tell me whether I can still go to dance.
而且我们那时候跳舞，我们去的叫做地下舞厅。
And you know, in my age, those are the underground dance club.
所以地下舞厅是什么？就是不是很光明，或者不是很好，就对了。
And what does that mean? That means it's not very open.
所以。但是虽然是不是很好，我们也没有觉得不好，就还是照去。
Even though it's not something a good activities, but we still go.
对不对？所以我们是打着高级知识分子的牌子，但跑到地下舞厅去。
So we are highly educated people, but we go into this underground dance club.
但我们一点也不觉得很不好。
But we don't feel wrong about it.
那也没有人。或者说，哎，你信耶稣，你不可以去啊，没人讲。
And nobody tell me that, oh, you are a Christian, you shouldn't go.
但是，神就是会做。
But God did the work.
所以我觉得我们要自己要经历圣灵的工作。
So we have to go through this experiencing ourselves.
还有另外一个变数，我们要给别人有机会经历圣灵的工作。
And we also have to give other people chance to go through this experience.
也许主带我已经进入那个实际。
Maybe Lord bring us into this truth.
在我是圣灵的带领。
To me is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不能把别人要求成为律法的一个情形。
But you cannot mold this into the law for other people to follow.
所以你要给别人有经历圣灵的话，你自己的圣灵要更大，要被更大被圣灵充满。
So if you want other people to be filled with Holy Spirit, you have to be filled more with the Holy Spirit.
所以我现在信了主了，你要说，哎，去吧，我也去啊。
So even though I became a Christian, when people call me to go, I go with them.
我就没有想到哈，我去到那边啊，但是感觉完全不同。
I didn't know that once I went there, it all became different.
我以前听到那个音乐，我的心就动，我的身体就动。
In the past, once I hear the music, my heart will move and my body will follow.
不要多久就一身都是汗。
And then not long later, I will be filled with sweat.
但是没有想到那次去了，听是听到音乐，心不动，身体也不动。
But that time, when I hear the music, my heart and my body didn't follow.
也没人跟我叫说，基督徒啊，不能跳啊，没有啊。
Nobody tell me that, hey, you're a Christian now, you shouldn't dance.
但是我的心是敞开的，但是呢，就是没感觉啊。
My heart was still there, but there was no feeling anymore.
我也没有腰痛，也没手痛啊，但是就是不能动啊，就是不动。
My body was not in ache, but I just not moving with the music.
不是一分钟，两分钟。
It's not just 1-2 minutes.
一个多小时，他们都一身都是汗的，我还是好好。
For more than an hour, all my friends are sweating, but I was still there.
那后来他们说，怎么今天怎么都不跳？我说我就是没想要跳啊。
And all my friends asked me, why are you not dancing? And I said, I just don't feel like to dance.
最后他们都已经一身是汗了，然后看我也没什么兴趣，然后那就我们走吧。
And after a while, all of them were sweating, and they see that I'm still quietly here, so they say, okay, let's go.
我在里面只是感觉到，我就是好像跟这个不一样，就是我好像不属于这个世界一样，就是没什么话，就是觉得不一样。
And then I just feel that I don't belong to them anymore, I'm different with them.
结果我一出的那个门呢
，Once I stepped out of that door，
有个声音好像在我心里面，好像在我耳边一样。
There was this voice in my heart and next to my ear。
下次不用来了吧
and asked me, do you still want to come next time?
哎，就果然从下次以后到现在都没去过了。
And so since then, I have never entered into those dance floor anymore.
神知道怎么把我们进入那个世界。
God had brought me into the truth.
我讲这个没有定罪大家的意思。
I'm not trying to convict one of you, any one of you.
但神知道怎么带领我们进入。
But God know how to bring you into the truth.
所以你会遇见神的。
So you will meet the Lord.
所以我停下来，我知道不是任何人叫我。
When I stopped, I know that it wasn't from anybody, but from the Lord. It's the work of God.
啊，而且呢，你真的愿意进入真理的人啊，你真的在进入真理世界，你常常坦然无惧的。
And then you will be afraid of nothing to go into the truth.
这个什么？这个以前我们读东西的时候，有一个免于恐惧的自由。
We had studied these words about not to be afraid.
你有这个希望，但是你怎么真的是免于恐惧呢？
You have this hope, but how can you be really fearless?
你活在神面前，在真理里面。
When you live before the Lord and in the truth.
而且呢，你在真理里面呢，你会对救恩的认识就越来越丰富。
And when you are in the truth, you understand your old self better.
你不进入真理，你对救恩的认识好像就停在一个阶段，就是不能往上走。
If you don't enter into the truth, you would never understand salvation.
所以这个你跟神应该有一个很好的关系。
So you should have this good fellowship with the Lord.
我今天在想这个时候，我就想到那个约伯有一句话说。
And when I was thinking of this topic, I thought of a sentence from Job.
他跟神有密友之情。
Job is so friendly with Lord.
亲密的朋友。
Very close.
你现在遇到一件事情，这个事情呢对你很严重，你第一个想跟谁说？
There is this incident so serious to you, and the first person you want to speak to, who would that be?
或者你心里想感谢的时候，你第一个想感谢的是谁啊？
Or when your heart is full of thankfulness, who do you want to thank to?
啊，你有没有一个朋友卡在你跟神之间的关系？
Do you have a friend who is interfering in between you and the Lord?
你跟神之间的关系能不能超过跟地上所有人之间的关系？
The relationship that you have with God, can it supersede anyone that you have in the earth?
包括跟父母。
Including your parents.
哦，这不是叫你这个违背父母，这是什么？你跟神的关系，你跟主耶稣的关系，超过你跟你自己父母的关系。
I'm not asking you to disobey your parents, but the relationship that you have with the Lord should supersede the relationship that you have with your parents.
超过你夫妻之间的关系。
And even supersede your spouse.
超过你跟你儿女之间的关系。
Even supersede with your children.
常常有遇到就是说，啊，我爸不叫我不要信主，我就不信主了。
I have a lot of times meeting someone and said that, oh, my father told me not to believe in the Lord, so I cannot be a Christian.
我妈说我不能受浸，我就不受浸。
And when my parents told me that I'm not allowed to be baptized, so I don't baptize.
这就是你跟神之间还没有进到那个更亲密的关系。
And this is the problem that you have not close enough to the Lord.
所以你要行真理的人，你要活在真理当中，你跟神一定要很亲密的关系。
So the one who can walk in the truth has to have this close relationship with the Lord.
你缺少那个亲密的关系，你就好像怎么讲，嚼蜡一样，很困难，对不对？
Without this closeness, then you become you have a difficult life.
你想也很困难，你走也很困难。
Your thoughts become difficult. Your way become difficult.
但是你如果跟神有一个很亲密的关系，
But if you have this closeness with the Lord,
你不知不觉就进入了。
Then you will just enter into it naturally.
昨天晚上有一个姊妹问我一个问题，我说这个我们这样走会不会很辛苦啊？
Last night I have the sister who asked me, if we go this way, is it too difficult?
你单纯的顺服圣灵，跟你在那里想，我如果这样子走，是怎么样结果？到底哪个容易？
If you purely depend on the Holy Spirit's guidance.And compare with all your thought of thinking, what should I do? Which way is easier?
有好些人不敢把自己奉献。
A lot of people are not able to offer themselves.
他想到奉献, 那我一奉献, 我一奉献去当传道人, 这个多亏啊。
And all they thought of is offering themselves to be a minister, and they feel that this is a loss.
我一奉献就不能做这个, 不能做那个。
And once I offer myself, then I cannot do this and do that.
你错了。
You are wrong.
好像刚才我们弟兄就提到, 那个打球他也是为, 他也为神打。
See, the brother who just mentioned the NBA player, the basketball player, and he is a Christian.
你读书也为神读啊?
You study for the Lord.
你发现你这个, 你读书读得累得要命,你是,哎呀,
you find out that when you are studying your, for the schooling, and you are tired because you are studying for yourself.
还不止如此, 你很累了, 我为什么这样读啊?
And after you become tired, then you will be like, why should I study so hard?
没方向。
You are lost.
然后越读越没有劲。
And the more you study, the less energy you have.
但是你一切都是为了荣耀神。
But if your goal is to glorify the Lord,
你就发现我连照顾小孩子哈, 我都越来越知道怎么照顾。
Then you will see that even taking care of little babies, you know you have the wisdom how to do it.
你想说, 我如果要培养这个孩子, 我的目标是哈佛。
If all your purpose of nurturing the child is to take him into Harvard,
好些人可能是还没出生就已经目标都设定好。
A lot of people already have this goal for their kid even before the kid is born.
所以他一切都是哈佛的目标，所以通通营养啊什么通都是哈佛。
So all the goal and the purpose of bringing up the child is Harvard.
结果最后还没有上哈佛。
And then the kid didn't go to Harvard.
不但没有上哈佛, 可能比想象还差很远。
And maybe that not only he didn't go to Harvard, but he may be even worse than other kids.
当然有人也上了。
And of course there are some who went to Harvard.
但有人上了之后还是觉得没有方向。
And even some of those kids who went to Harvard, they are lost with their directions.
而且什么? 你追求的是必朽坏的。
And what you are going after is something that will perish.
是短暂的。
Is short term.
所以呢，你当你亲近主的时候， 神，我要把你整个智慧人都打开了。
So when you are close to the Lord, Lord will give you the wisdom.
那在诗篇里面有这么一句话。
And there is this word in the book of Psalm.
诗篇25篇第14节。
Book of Psalm chapter 25.
他说耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密, 必将自己的约指示他们。
Verse 14. The Lord confides to those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them.
所以神呢, 是与敬畏他的人亲密。
So Lord will confide with those who fear him.
啊, 然后呢, 不但是与敬畏他的人亲密, 而且是将自己的约指示他们, 把神的旨意告诉他们。
Not only get close to those people who fear him, but will let them know about his covenant.
而且提醒他们说, 我与你是有立约的, 是有永远的约的。
And will remind those people that there is this forever covenant.
神跟我们立约是神吃亏啊, 不是我们吃亏啊。
When God makes this covenant with us, God is the one who is in short.
我们是变来变去的。
We are always ever changing.
但是神呢, 一跟我们立约的时候, 神就限制他, 他自己。
But once God makes this covenant with us, he restricts himself.
他无论如何都要把我们带到那个约的实际。
No matter what happened, he has to bring us into his truth.
但是谁能知道这件事?
But who will know this?
敬畏神的人。
Only the one who fears the Lord.
跟神亲近的人。
Only the one who close to the Lord.
你跟神, 你敬畏他, 他, 你就, 你敬畏他不是离他远远的。 你敬畏他, 你是跟他更亲密。
When you fear him, it doesn't mean that you stay away from him, but you will be closer to him.
啊, 那箴言有这么一句话。
And there is another word.
第三篇的, 第三章的32节。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3.
乖僻人为耶和华所憎恶, 正直人为他所亲密。 第三章三十二节。
For the Lord detests a perverse man, but take the upright into his confidence.
我以前是个乖僻人。
I was a perverse man.
我就是个命运搏斗。
I am always struggling with my faith.
我甚至跟创造者，我是跟站在反对的立场上。
I'm always opposing the one who created.
那我经过的人生很多的曲折。
But I have walked through all these crooked ways.
感谢主怜悯我。
And thanks the Lord, He has mercy on me.
我有一天终然看懂了。
One day I understood.
我看懂了，我这样子在那曲折的人生呢，完全是因为我很乖僻。
I understood my crooked way of life is because I am a perverse man.
我后来一信主之后，我里面突然发亮。
Once I became a Christian, I was enlightened.
我在神面前应该做个正直的人。
That I should be an upright person before the Lord.
昨天我们一起弟兄姊妹读约伯记。
Yesterday, I was reading the book of Job with brothers and sisters.
神为约伯做见证，约伯有个特性，什么特性？
Lord testified for Job.
他讲了四点，他是完全的，他是正直的，他是敬畏神的，他是远离恶事的。
That Job has this characteristic that he is upright, he is fear of the Lord, and he is away from all the evils.
诗篇里面又有句话说，正直的人他以正直待他。
And in the book of Psalms, it mentioned that all the upright person will be led in the upright way.
正直就是走短路啊。就是走直接的路。
Upright person will walk the straight way.
啊，也就是神在你身上有指示、有引导的时候，你就直接走就好了。
That God give you the guidance and a showing you the way, and you just go forward.
这反而叫我们那个经历神经历的丰富。
And this gives you more opportunity to experience the Lord.
我以前的乖僻有一个特性，其中之一是。
When I was a perverse man, I have this.Specials.
你如果讲什么，我这个不想照你的方法，我就会讲一个理由把你推掉。
Whatever you tell me to do, if I don't want to follow you, I have all type of other reasons to turn you down.
啊，这里你一个理由，那里一个理由，我以前非常会讲理由的。
I'm very good in giving reasons.
我也不晓得那时候哪里来的这么多理由。就是你啊，我就是不想，就有个理由来给你顶回去，这里又有个理由给你顶回去。
I don't know why I was so good at that time, but I have all these reasons to object your saying.
顶到最后结果，我后来发现，原来我在走那个不能达到目标的路。
And then finally, I realized that I'm in the crooked way that has no goal.
哎呀，转了一个大圆圈，变成一个零啊！你的那种感受多难过，你知道。
When you are always in this roundabout, it's equal to zero.
后来，我终于明白。
Finally, I understood.
所以我信主之后呢，我就尽量，啊，如果主让我知道做什么，我就顺一步就好。
So after I become a Christian, whenever the Lord gives me a guidance, I just follow.
这个约伯有一个特性是什么？他持守神给他的认识。
Job had this personality that he hold on to God's command.
行真理的人怎么也应当持守神给你的认识。
And the one who walked in the truth has to hold on to the knowledge of the Lord.
我现在讲的不是你从一大堆书本上哈去找很多东西说我这是我的认识，不是这个东西。
I'm not saying that you have to read a lot of books and then gain a lot of knowledge from the book.
你可能看了很多的东西呢，在神看来可能还不是神要的。
All the books that you have read may be not precious by the Lord at all.
因为什么啊？真正要遵循真理呢，一定跟圣经是照着圣经走。
Because whatever belongs to the truth has to be related to the Bible.
圣经是一本活的书。
Bible is a living book.
所以当你读圣经的时候，照着你信主生命的年日的不同。
So when you're reading the Bible and according to the life as a Christian,
神会让你。发现不同。
Lord will reveal things to you.
这个不同不是说圣经乱讲。
It will reveal different things to you, not because the Bible is saying different things.
就好像同一件事情，小孩子看是一个角度看。
Just like in the same incident, a child can look at things differently.
一个成熟的人看是另外一个看法。
And a person, mature person, can look at it differently.
一个专家呢？又有专家的看法。
And an expert can look at it differently as well.
这是不同的层次。
So this is different levels.
但是圣经是把我们带到生命的实际。
But the Bible will bring us into the truth of life.
所以发现你一步一步，你顺着一步一步去的时候，神就圣经通通嘛，逐渐把你打开。
So when you are step to step following, then you will see that the Bible opens to you.
我非常感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在我刚信主不久的时候。
Not long after I become a Christian.
而且在我刚开始觉得要多读一点圣经的时候。
And just at the beginning, when I feel that I should start reading Bible more.
就有好几个弟兄提醒我。
There were a few brothers who reminded me.
你在圣经还没有读清楚以前。
Before you clearly understand the Bible,
你先不要去看那些参考书。
Don't read other commentaries books.
你如果后来我才明白，因为我圣经还没看清楚在讲什么，我参考书已经看了好多本。
Before I really understand the Bible, I already started finishing a lot of commentaries.
就我每次看到这一段圣经的时候，我就想那几本在讲什么。
So when I come back to the Bible verses, then I start remembering what the other commentaries.Talk about.
结果真正这一段在讲什么，我都始终看不出来。
So, what this verse truly means to me, I couldn't get it.
变成妨碍。
So it become an obstacle.
要放下来。
We need directions.
你一放下来，你就发现，我无依无靠的仰望主的时候，哎，这个话就跳出来，这里跳出来，那里跳出来。
When we put it down, then we will see that, all these words came out.
就好像你从那，你好像得到一个点。逐渐你又碰到一条线，你后来怎么样？你看到一个全面的东西。
It's like you see a point, and then you see a line, and then later on you see the whole picture.
慢慢你就很清楚。
And gradually you will be clear.
啊，就好像有弟兄给我们看，他帮助我们说，你要去这个怎么的识别这个假钞，你能怎么办？
And just like some other people tell us that how do you identify if this is a fake bills?
你每天看假钞，你每天看假钞，你能分辨识别假钞吗
？If you are always looking at the fake dollar bill, how can you tell which one is fake?
那个真正要识别的人嘛，每天只看真钞，只看真钞，不看假钞，每天看真钞，只看真钞。
If you have to identify the fake one, you have to look at the real one every day.
假钞一来一个，这是假钞。
And then once this fake one comes, then you will identify it.
所以我们遵循真理也是这样。
So walking in the truth is the same way.
主给你一个机会去跟上他。
God give you this chance to follow him.
你就跟上他。
You just follow up.
你不要在那有很多理由。
Don't give reasons.
你就是跟上去，神会带你到下一步。
And once you follow up, then Lord will bring you to the next level.
我也是想想，以前我帮我女儿盖被子的时候。
Now I think back, I used to put on blankets for my daughter.
那是半夜，那不是白天。
In the midnight.
那是我睡得正熟的时候，突然就醒来了。
That is when I was still in a deep sleep, and then suddenly I woke up.
许多时候还是冬天，还不是夏天。
A lot of times it was in the winter time.
我只要稍微想一下，哎呀，我这被子一掀开太冷了，我不想掀开。
So a lot of times I would think that, oh, I don't want to get up.
啊。那这个我就说，哎呀，干嘛？再睡一下吧。
And then sometimes I will be like, why did I wake up? Let's go back to sleep.
我只要稍微体贴一下我自己的想法。
Just a little bit of caring for myself.
我就没有办法经历神在那件事里奇妙的作为。
Then I would not be able to experience the miracles that God want me to experience.
因为每次醒来说啊，怎么醒来了？
Because when we feel that, oh, why I woke up?
有想说，哎，我还不知道干嘛。
Sometimes we don't know why.
有没有感觉？到隔壁房去看看。
And then there is this touching to tell me to go to the next door bedroom.
一看，哎呀，果然被子通通不在了。
And once I saw my daughter was not covered by blanket.
好，把她盖好了之后，迷迷糊糊的又回来一躺又睡着了。
After I put the blanket back on, then I went back to sleep.
那有时候又醒来了，同一个晚上又醒来了。
And sometimes in the same night, I woke up again.
我想说。干嘛？
And then I was like,
我要睡我的觉。
That I couldn't sleep.
哎，再过去，她还是踢掉了。
And once I went to the next bedroom, she was uncovered again.
哎呀，我是感谢神，让我能安息啊。
So thanks the Lord, He gave me the peace.
一面我在睡眠当中，但他还可以引导我。
on one side I'm in the sleeping mode, but he can still guide me.
只要我的灵不睡就可以了,
as long as my spirit is awake.
对不对? 所以跟随主是要很亲密的。
So following the Lord, you have to be close to the Lord.
那所以正直人, 所以说神是什么? 神是正直人就, 他与正直人亲密。
So Lord will be close to the one who is upright.
你越简单地顺服主, 你就越经历主。
The more simple you are to follow the Lord, the more closer you will be.
你越简单地走他引导你的走那一步, 你就越遇见这个神的奇妙丰富。
The more simple that you are willing to step forward according to Him, then the closer you will be with the Lord.
但是如果我们一个机会来, 一个理由把它踢开, 另外一个又把它踢开。
But if you find all the reasons and excuses to kick everything out,
我们只会碰到弟兄姊妹当中觉得说，为什么你有经历，我确实没有经历啊？
Some brothers and sisters will say, why you have the experience and I don't?
其实不是神没有给我们机会。
It's not because Lord doesn't give you the opportunity.
神是不偏待人的。
Lord is not biased.
因为什么啊？神给我机会的时候，我可能把它踢开了。
God gave you the opportunity, maybe you have kicked it out.
神给我在生活上有很多的特别恩典。
Lord gave us a lot of grace in my life.
其中有一个什么？主耶稣叫我起床。
And one of it is God woke me up.
那我想说，那这个是不是只有我的专利呢？
And is this a privilege only for me?
我有一次跟我妹妹讲，我说主耶稣会叫你起床。
And one time I told my sister that Jesus Christ will woke you up.
她就半信半疑。
And she did not totally believe.
会吗？
She has doubt.
我说你若真的要让主耶稣叫你，主耶稣就这样就叫你。
And I told her, if you truly want Lord to wake you up, He will wake you up.
所以那天晚上我们俩就好好的祷告。
And then we had this pray.
希望主叫她起床。
That may the Lord wake her up.
因为她以前一直是睡得很晚很晚。
Because she always worked, sleep late.
那个时间都给她睡光了。
And she wasted all her time in sleeping.
那我希望她能够早点起床。
And we hope that she can wake up earlier.
但是这个起床可以经历主。
But to wake up earlier, to be close to the Lord.
就没想到第二天呢，我回来一看，哎，我12点了还在睡觉。
And the next day, 12 o'clock at noontime, and she's still sleeping.
后来把她叫起来。
And I woke her up.
我说主耶稣没叫你啊。
And I asked her, did Lord wake you up?
因为前天晚上我说没叫你，你就继续睡嘛，对不对？
And if Lord didn't wake you up, then you continue to sleep.
她说叫了。
And she said, yes, he did.
我一看时间太早了，我就睡了。
But it was too early, so I went back to sleep.
这就是我们正直不正直嘛。
This is whether we are upright or not.
你很简单的，你好好跟随主，你就是一步一步主，就主就把你带上去。
A simple step, step by step, and Lord will bring you up.
所以跟随主不是很困难的事。
So following Lord is not difficult.
跟随交通也不是很困难的事。
And to have fellowship with the Lord is not difficult either.
但是如果我们 不能成为一个正直的人，我们可能把许多多宝贵的机会、宝贵的经历都放弃了。But
if we cannot be the upright man, then we might give up all these opportunities.
在哥林多前书13章。In
the book of First Corinthians chapter 13.
这一段话是我们最喜欢的。This
is the verse that we like.
讲到爱。It
talks about love.
但是呢，他第六节讲说，不喜欢不义。 只喜欢真理。
And verse 6 mentioned that love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth.
所以当弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的时候,
so when brothers and sisters are in love,
没有理由不用遵循真理。
There is no reason that you don't follow the truth.
弟兄姊妹当彼此相爱的时候, 我们更要显出真理的实际出来。
When brothers and sisters are in love, is that we have to reveal more in the truth.
我没有在真理里面。
If I'm not in the truth,
但弟兄姊妹在真理里面。
But brothers and sisters are in the truth.
弟兄姊妹因爱我的缘故。
And the love, because of the love from brothers and sisters,
不是说陪我离弃真理。
Then they would not be with me to abandon the truth.
这不是神的爱。
This is not the love of God.
主耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loved us.
他要为我们钉十字架。
And he nailed himself, he crucified on the cross for us.
他要满足神真理的实际。
He wants to fulfill God's truth.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
但是他要满足真理的实际。
But he has to fulfill the truth.
所以这需要神亲自带我们才有办法。
So this has to be guided by the Lord.
所以我们不要有一种想法说啊，因为弟兄要相爱，所以呢，如果弟兄得罪神，我们也跟着去得罪神。
So don't think that, oh, because brothers and sisters are in love, so if the brother offended the Lord, that's okay.
我们是需要靠主的怜悯，能够把弟兄带回到真理里面。
Through the mercy of God, we have to bring the other brothers and sisters.
因为神把我们带到真理里面，是要一同建造他的身体。
Because God bring us into the truth is to build up His body.
所以这个肢体如果他离开了真理，如果他还可以挽回，我们就靠主的怜悯，能够把他带回到真理的实际。
So if this body part has left the truth.And if he is still savable, then all the brothers and sisters should bring him back.
使这个不正常的肢体能够变正常。
So that the abnormal body part can return.
使这个不能显出那个基督生命身量的肢体能够显出来。
So the body part who cannot reveal the Christ can do the work for Christ.
这才是真正的爱。
This is the true love.
不是吃两顿饭叫爱。
Not just having two feasts.
那个是一个小部分，但是更重要的是要能真正的进到身体里面。
The most important thing is to enter into the body.
而且，当我们成为一个遵行真理的人
，When we walk in truth,
神给我们一个托付
，God give us this burden.
要把真理表明出来
，That we have to reveal the truth.
这个表明呢，好像。是一件推荐，是一个推荐信一样，能够把它推荐出来。
This review is like you have to show it off.
啊，这个是要推荐到哪里去呢
？And where you're showing it to?
要推荐到别人的良心里面去。
To the other people's conscience.
所以这是在哥林多后书第四章第二节。
This is in the Second Corinthians.
啊，所以怎么样说？所以如果我们不行真理，我们自己的良心都不平安。
If we don't have a peace conscience,
那我们怎么能推荐到别人良心里面去
？Then how can we sell this into someone else's conscience?
我们看到神，我们都躲躲藏藏的，我们都在那里想找一个洞钻下去。
If we are hiding ourselves, in front of the Lord,
那我们说推荐到别人良心里面去，那只能干什么
？So how can we sell the truth to other people's conscience?
那恐怕是叫人跌倒。
This is only going to make people fall.
但是神叫我们为真理做见证，是要叫人被带回到真理里面。
But when God wants us to testify for the truth, is to bring us into the truth.
是要叫人认识耶稣基督是主。
Is to let people know that Jesus is Christ is the Lord.
是叫人能够得着耶稣基督那个复活的生命。
So that people can receive that resurrection life from Jesus Christ.
是要叫人因信主而成为一个有盼望的人。
So that people can, once they become a believers, they have full hope.
所以这是一个很重要的东西。
This is an important task.
因为教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Because church is the pillar and the foundation for the truth.
世界上人不知道这些东西。
The worldly people didn't know that.
只有教会显出真理的实际，世界上人才能看见。
Only when the church can reveal the truth, then the worldly people will see.
所以当我们进入天父与神儿子的交通，神把我们带到真理的实际。
So when we enter into this fellowship between the Lord and the God, then we will be brought into the truth.
不单单我们在一起觉得非常的喜乐，非常的舒服，非常的很有主的同在。
Not only will we have this joy and comfortable when we get it together,
鉴于别人的良心。
But it will enter into other people's conscience.
那人家说哦，这才是真的基督徒。
Then they will see that this is the true believers.
那所以说我们不管做什么事情，我们是不能抵挡真理，我们只能扶助真理。
So no matter what we do, we cannot object the truth, but we can only go along with the truth.
哥林多后书13章第8节。
This is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
凡事不能抵挡真理, 只能扶助真理。
For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth.
这是说什么呢?
What does this mean?
神借着每一件事情来装备我们。
Through everything, God prepare us.
神借着每一件事情来把我们带到完全的地步。
God bring us into this completion through everything.
所以不要小看神给你遇到的任何一个状况。
So don't look down on any situation that God gave you.
比如说你在学校遇到一个你不喜欢的老师。
For example, in school, you met a teacher that you don't like.
如果你一天到晚只是在那想这个老师我不喜欢，这个老师不喜欢，我恐怕你那一科就学不好。
So if all day long you are thinking that I don't like this teacher, then this topic will be ruined.
但是你如果知道这个老师你不喜欢,
but if you knew that you don't like this teacher,
但是你能够来到主面前仰望主，让你接受接纳这个不喜欢的老师对你的教导。
But if you can come to the Lord and look upon the Lord and ask Lord to let you accept the teaching from the teacher that you don't like,
说不定 你想象不到的好的成绩就在那个时候发生。
Then probably a surprising good result will come from it.
更大的就是得到生命的益处。
And the biggest gain that you got is to have this benefit of life.
那个基督的生命和身量在我们身上就开始出来了。
The body, the life of Christ will grow from you.
所以凡事不能抵挡真理。
So do not go against the truth,
要顺着真理去,
but go along with it.
这个时候, 那个神在我们身上就装备我们成为一个能够见证他的人。
And in that time, the truth will prepare you.
而且呢, 要使我们成为一个有见证的器皿。
And so that we become a truth as a testimony for them.
还有一点就是, 当你活在真理当中的时候,
When you are living in truth,
你要向别人做见证, 现在你所在的日子是一个神恩典的日子。
That you can testify to other people that you are living in grace.
我觉得主还给我生命气息。
And I thank the Lord to give me the breath and life.
给我还能够自由的行动。
That I can still move freely.
这是神的恩典。
This is a grace from Lord.
让我有机会进入真理。
That give us the time, a chance to enter into truth.
让我有机会去明白我曾经不明白的东西。
So that I can understand something that I didn't understand before.
神不怜悯我, 我今天可能就没有机会。
If God didn't give me this mercy, then I might not have this opportunity.
所以今天我还有时间, 我还有机会。 我需要会感谢主。
So today I still have time, I still have opportunity, then I should be thankful.
不但会感谢主, 我也会把握。
Not only thank the Lord, but we have to treasure.
这个把握, 圣经有一个讲法, 就是叫我们赎回光阴。
That we have this assurance that we can redeem our time.
就是说, 神还给我的日子当中, 我这些日子都能够活在真理里面。
That all the time that God allowed me to live, I'm living in God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的盼望。
I don't know if you have this hope.
如果你觉得你的日子还不多,
if you feel that you don't have much time left,
你就剩下这么些日子,
and you just have these few years left,
给你一个选择,
and you have a choice,
好好地享受地上的欢乐,
enjoy yourself on the earth,
另外一个能够活在神的真理里面。
And the other way is to live in truth.
你要选哪一个?
Which one are you going to choose?
这是我们需要决定的。
This is something we have to decide.
所以怎么样? 所以这个神恩典的日子不是叫我们去一直追求这些必朽坏的东西。
So the time from God giving us this grace is not for us to pursue all those perishable things.
神给我们这恩典的日子, 是要叫我们那不朽坏的东西, 不朽坏的生命在我们身上成为实际。
But the graceful time that God gave us is so that the imperishable truth can become our life.
以至于我们能够我们能够在弯曲变谬的时代做生命的见证。
So that we can testify for the life in this perverse time.
所以当我们得着越多的时候，我们跟弟兄姊妹一起的激励应该是越丰富的。
So the more we receive, the more closeness we have with brothers and sisters.
或者弟兄姊妹之间彼此的生命建造和帮助是更多的。
And maybe the helping from brothers and sisters in building up the life will be more.
常常叫我们觉得最没有兴趣的就是祷告聚会。
A lot of times we were not interested in the prayer meeting.
又没有讲道。
Because there is no preaching.
也没有什么材料可以读。
And there is no material to read.
还要跪在那里。
And you have to kneel.
还不是跪五分钟。
Not just 5 minutes.
有时候跪一个小时，还有的跪两个小时。
Sometimes you kneel for 1 to 2 hours.
啊，或者什么，就觉得很没有趣。
It's not interesting.
啊，而且呢，还不是为我自己的事情祷告。
And not praying for my own matters.
为教会的祷告，哎，教会干嘛？不知道。
Pray for the church, and then where is the church going to? I don't know.
为其他弟兄姊妹祷告，其他弟兄他家的事情干我什么事？
Pray for others and brothers and sisters, but other brothers and sisters' family matter. Why is it related to me?
所以，因为我们自己在主面前经历可能太少。
Because we have too little experience in front of the Lord for ourselves.
我们不知道神有多大的恩典。
We don't know how much grace God has.
今天神给我机会，如果我没有钱可以帮助别人，我可以用膝盖来帮助别人。
Today God gave us the chance to help other people. If I don't have money, monetary help to other people, I can use my knee to help.
结果你跪在神面前的帮助，比你真正给他钱还要大。
So then when you kneel down to pray, and that's a greater help than money.
需要有更多的弟兄姊妹看见神给我们恩典的日子。
We have to have more than brothers and sisters to see all these graceful times that God has given us.
这是我们可以彼此建造的时候。
This is something that we can help each other.
这是我们能靠着神给我们的，能够给出去的时候。
This is the time that we can receive and give out.
我们刚信主的时候，我们是一直要，一直要，一直要，对不对？
When we first become a believers, we keep on receiving.
但是我们现在逐渐到一个地步，我们需要主帮助我们。我从上面支取下来的可以给出去。
But now to a point that whatever you receive from above, you can give it out.
我们不能一直停留在只是一个像这样的一个有限的器皿。
We cannot be restricted in a bottle.
我们需要主帮助我们从有限的器皿能够变成一个流通的管道。
We have to ask Lord to turn us from a limited tools into a flowing tools.
在这个恩惠的日子。
In this graceful time,
神悦纳的日子里面，
in this time of God's acceptance,
使更多还没有信主、还没有被神接纳的人，能够被悦纳进来。
To turn a lot more unbelievers into the believers,
也使很多软弱的肢体已经信主了，但是在跟主的关系、在跟主的这个在主生命上的经历缺乏的弟兄姊妹，能够把这些生命给他们。
And turn a lot of weak bodies who even though become believers but lack the truth and fellowship with the Lord can enter into a better fellowship.
这是需要把握机会的。
This is something that we have to grab the opportunity.
我们现在还不在永世里面。
We are still not in the eternity.
但是我们现在在实践当中经历丰富，你就需要把握你每一个机会。
But we have to grab all the chance that we have now.
所以需要神为我们赎回光阴。
So we need God to redeem time for us.
也不是照我的方式。
Not by my way.
神会引导我该做什么。
God will guide you what to do.
好，那我今天交通停在这里。
I have the fellowship to here today.
我为您祷告。
Let's have more prayers.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不但是真理的神。
Not only you are the God of truth.
主，你就是真理之本身。
You are truth.
你也借着圣灵来带我们进入真理的世界。
And through Holy Spirit, you bring us into truth.
你也把这个圣经的话来叫我们认识， 叫我们知道你的话就是真理。
And with the Bible, you give us the knowledge that you are the truth.
你也给我们机会来在世人，在弟兄姊妹当中为真理做见证。
And you give us all the chances to testify for you that we are in truth.
我们谢谢你。你不是叫我们靠自己来做见证。
That we are not testifying by our own strength.
因为你是又真又活的神。
Because you are the real and living God.
天父与神儿子怎样交通，我们今天也应当进入那个实际的交通。
How the Son of God and Heavenly Father has the fellowship, we have to enter into the same fellowship.
求你教我们，并且带我们进入实际。
Guide us, bring us into the truth.
让真理的光在现今这个时代能够大大的能够发亮起来。
So that the light from the Holy Spirit can be brightened in this earth.
叫我们心里不但明白，而且能进入那个实际。
So that our hearts not only can understand, but can enter into this truth.
主耶稣，你再来的时候，义人要在父的国发光，像太阳一样。
Lord Jesus, when you return, the right upright person will be like a light shining.
求你带我们进入可以发光的那样的真实的光景。
May you bring us into the realities that we can shine.
不是暗淡的光，主啊，要像太阳一样，那个能够照耀全地的光。
Not a dimming light, but a light like the sunshine that can shine on the earth.
求你怜悯、帮助、带领我们。
May your mercy to guide us and have grace with us.
谢谢。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.